We are joined by the UFC president, UFC 240, Holloway v. Edgar, Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, pay-per-view. UFC Fight Night on ESPN, Covington v. Lawler. That's August 3rd, live from Newark. We will get into all that right now with Dana White. Good to have you back, Dana. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. So, Dana, before we get into UFC 240 and Fight Night, after that, I've got to go back and ask you about UFC 239. There have been some amazing nights in UFC history over the years, but where does UFC 239, which included the Masvidal knockout, the Nunes knockout, and the Jones-Santos battle, where would you rank that night?
It was a great night. I mean, I've been saying it. Fans have been saying it to me. Media has been saying it to me. Everybody's been saying it to me. We've been on an unbelievable roll with amazing fights. And, you know, that night was hyped up as one of the biggest fights of the year, and it delivered.
You know, Danny, you've been around combat sports for a long, long time. Obviously, you've seen every kind of knockout. Have you ever seen a knockout like the one that Masvidal put on Askren?
It was brilliant. You know, if you think about when he was preparing for that fight with Ben Askren, he knew he was going to shoot on him. So the way that he set up that knee, the way he landed the knee, I mean, everything about it was perfect, brilliant. And one of the coolest things you'll ever see in sports.
We're talking to Dana White. Now, Masvidal, Dana, was amazing in the cage. He's been a star with the media. Do you think that he got into Askren's head before the fight?
I don't know. You know, if Askren, he's the guy that likes to talk a lot and likes to try to get into the head. I don't know if he did or not. I think that he just predicted exactly what Ben Askren was going to do, timed it, worked on it, and executed it perfectly.
All right, so where does that leave Masvidal, and what does the future look like for him?
Well, Masvidal is one of the top three guys in the world right now. You got Usman, who's the champion, Woodley's number one, Colby Covington's number two, and Masvidal's number three. So it put him in a great position. His popularity's never been higher. That highlight reel will be watched forever. And let's see what he can do in the next year.
UFC President Dana White joining us once again. All right, so when you look at what Amanda Nunes has done to everybody she's faced in the last 4+ years and the way she's done it, is there any doubt in your mind that she is an absolute bona fide star now?
Absolutely a star. One of the best to ever do it and the greatest female fighter ever.
What makes her so great? How is she so unique and so different? What sets her apart?
Well, when you think about, you know, the women's fighting become very popular. People love women, but women don't usually knock women out cold. And Amanda Nunes does that. And she doesn't just do it to, you know, this girl isn't fighting bumps. This girl's fighting the absolute best female fighters on earth and knocking them out.
Obviously, Danny, you know, you go back, and it was not something that you had a lot of interest in early on, but then you brought women into the sport. How important has that been for your business?
It's been incredible. It's one of the smartest things I've ever done. And, you know, the popularity of women's fighting just continues to grow.
We're talking about Dana White. Now, Dana, we get to the John Jones portion of the interview. How about that report earlier this week that he's facing a battery charge from an incident in a strip club back in April? What was your reaction when you heard that?
I'm kind of numb to it these days, you know. I'm kind of numb to it. John, believe it or not, Jim, you got me speechless here. I actually don't even know what to say about it. It's just like it's almost to be expected.
Are you numb to it? I mean, were you pissed? Were you like, oh great, you throw your hands up? Or
yeah,
were you
just,
waiting?
I'm,
were you Dana? Or were you waiting for the Magic Man song to come in when I asked you that? Remember this? Fantastic,
yeah,
man.
I'm over being pissed. You know, every time John Jones fights, I think it might be his last fight because I just never know what's going to happen with John. You know, and then there's two sides to every story. The truth lays somewhere in the middle, and they both have a side of the story in this thing. And I don't know. We'll see how this thing plays out with him.
I was going to say, we'll see how it plays out. One last thought about him. How does he look to you right now as a fighter?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, look at the stuff that we're talking about every time we're on the phone, you and I, that we're talking about with John Jones. The things this guy's done, you know, the life he lives outside the octagon. The fact that this guy is able to come back and still, you know, this kid that he just fought, Thiago Santos, is an animal. You know, this kid is hungry. He's young. He's talented. He's well-rounded. And he wants what John Jones has. And John Jones stopped him from taking it. I mean, it really is unbelievable how talented John Jones is. And I say it all the time, and I'll probably be saying it for the rest of my life. It's sad to see what this guy could have accomplished. I think that John Jones could have been, you know, a Jordan-esque type figure for the sport.
Could have been, should have been. And when you mentioned Jordan, it makes me think of Uriah Faber. Before we talk about the card this weekend, quick thought about Uriah Faber. What did you make of the way he showed up at UFC Fight Night and dominated the way he did?
Incredible. So happy for the guy. And, you know, he did it against a real guy. We didn't. He's in his hometown, co-main event, coming back from retirement, and we give him a layup. We gave that kid a killer, and he knocked him out in the first round. Looked unbelievable, and you know, leading up to that fight, there was some negotiating going on with he and I kept telling him, "You're old. Listen, you're old. You retired for a reason, Uriah. You know you're old. I know you're old." You know, if you want to do this fight, let's do the fight. We'll do it to you. We respect you. You've been around forever. You're one of the all-time greats. You're a Hall of Famer. And he came out and proved me wrong. You look great.
Never underestimate the pride of a champ. That's a great story. Dana White joining us. All right, so you're going to roll it right back, Dana, with Max Holloway and Frankie Edgar this Saturday night in Edmonton. It's a fight that nearly happened a couple of years back. How excited are you to see this live Saturday night?
Very excited. I leave tomorrow. Can't wait to get there. You know, every time both of these guys fight, it's fun. Max Holloway has one speed. He moves forward, and he breaks you down and eventually finishes you. And Frankie Edgar has the same style. Frankie Edgar does not stop. Continual movement, always throwing punches. His boxing has gotten so good over the years. You know, we all know how good his wrestling is. I expect this fight to be an absolute war and a dogfight.
All right, so in terms of Holloway, he's coming off his first loss in 6 years. What do you make of the way he responded to that loss? And what kind of a Max Holloway do you expect to see?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think that's going to be interesting in this fight, you know, coming off the loss that he did. I was surprised because I always call him, you know, I always say what a big featherweight he is. So I always thought he'd do really well at lightweight. Then he goes to lightweight, and he actually looked small. So there was an obvious huge size difference in that fight. And still, if you look at the way Holloway fought that fight against Poirier, he's a stud.
All right, so Dan, in terms of how fighters respond to losses, you never really know, right? Also on that card is Chris Cyborg, who's returning for the first time since she lost her belt to Amanda Nunes. How do you think that she's going to respond to that loss?
It's going to be interesting, too. Anytime you have these people that have gone on these long runs and don't know what it feels like to lose, don't know what it feels like, you know, to get beat, it's always interesting to see how they're going to respond in their next fight. And, you know, she's fighting Felicia Spencer, who is undefeated, 7-0, and it's a very interesting fight.
August 3rd, meantime, you've got Colby Covington taking on Robbie Lawler in Newark. That's on ESPN. When you look at the welterweight division and all the talent there is, how critical then is this fight?
Yeah, no, it's the big deal, especially, you know, both of these guys. Lawler feels like he shouldn't have lost that fight to Askren. The ref made a mistake in the fight. He wasn't out, you know, in that choke that he was in. So this is a chance for him to get another fight with one of the top two guys in the world to prove that he still belongs in the top five. And for Colby Covington, obviously he's had a string of bad luck with the surgery that he needed, didn't take the fight with Woodley, and now all the other things that have gone on in the division. It's a big deal. It's going to set one of these two in the top five and set them up for big fights. And behind them, I mean, you got Masvidal, Leon Edwards, who just looked great, Dos Anjos, who's an absolute beast. That division is stacked right now.
So UFC 240 is coming up 10 p.m. Eastern pay-per-view Saturday night. Then you've got UFC Fight Night on ESPN. Dana, one last thought. You and I have talked boxing and fighting for years on this show, and you know the risks that are involved. I had Kevin Ioli on this show yesterday, and initially we were going to talk about Manny Pacquiao, and then that news broke about the passing of Maxim Dadashev following injuries he sustained in a fight on Friday night. As a boxing fan, Dana, what was your reaction when you heard that news?
Yeah, no, it's always, you know, God, I can't even explain the feeling, but it reverberates throughout the entire combat sports world when something like this happens. And it's so sad to see. And I'd like to say, much respect to Buddy McGirt. I don't know if you've seen the video, but I'm actually going to post that today on social media too, with props to him and you know, begging him to stop the fight in that round. And, you could see the kid did not want to stop fighting. And it's cool to see somebody like Buddy McGirt in there, looking out for his fighter.
Buddy McGirt's a Hall of Famer. I have seen that video. Dan, I know exactly what you're talking about. Dana White, UFC president, UFC 240 coming up on Saturday night, and UFC Fight Night on ESPN. Dana, great to have you back. Always appreciate your thoughts.
Likewise, my friend. Have a good day.
You too, Dana. Have a great week. Dana White, as always, joining us on the program.